Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Good afternoon. It's a Thursday and a historic edition of The Drive on KFH Radio. It's historic, right? This is a historic day in Wichita history.
Feels like it.
Mayor Longwell announcing this morning that AAA baseball is officially returning to Wichita for the year 2020.
Well, not officially, but it's
pretty official. They wouldn't have that deal today. What are they going to do now? See how you do this?
It's not official.
Every single day.
Because I provide oversight to your off-the-wall.
This is as official as it needs
comments.
To be. That's reckless. Okay, you describe it.
The Wichita mayor announced that pending a agreement with Major League Baseball, that AAA baseball will return.
See, you can't even talk. I mean,
that's not that hard to put in a one small qualifier.
It's coming. 2020, Wichita returns to AAA status, a new ballpark by the river, lots of plans, and we'll get it from the horse's mouth, so to speak. Mayor Longwell will join us at around 4:25 today. He'll be with us for two segments. The first segment, we'll grill him with our questions. And in the second segment, he's agreed to answer questions from callers.
Well, I hope they show up for him.
1240. They'll show up. Are you kidding?
I hope.
Everybody's listening to the show today.
I always get nervous about
I'm
things
here.
Like that.
Remember.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
That really bothers you when I say it, though, so that's why I say it.
We got a lot of calls on Tuesday. It was a fantastic show. People love Duda and I together, and it's good. Here's why people love Duda and me together, and I. It's because when he's on the show, I don't change my personality. When he's on the show with you, you're, hey, Jason, how's it going, pal?
I never say pal. I've never used that word in my life. I enjoy Duda.
So do I.
I have a good chemistry with him. He's easy for me to talk to. He understands the hierarchy, if you know what I mean.
Well, good.
So there's all that. What shirt do you have today?
Still
water. Would you just order a bunch of T-shirts?
Yeah, they were on sale, so I got a few. And this is nice. Stillwater, the band from Almost Famous.
At 5 o'clock, we will talk to Clark Spencer. He covers the Miami Marlins for the Miami Herald. Clark formerly worked in Wichita, and we'll get his assessment of the Marlins farm system because we better start paying attention a little bit.
Yeah, like now.
To the Marlins farm system, which in the latest MLB farm system rankings was all the way down at number 24. Many of their prospects, though, are at the lower levels of their system. Should be arriving in double and triple A by the time Wichita gets its affiliate. So we'll see what could be on the way from the Marlins, whose working agreement with New Orleans runs through the year 2020. Now people think, wait a minute, what happens then? Well, most likely the Marlins sign a new working agreement with Wichita. My sources tell me, unlike your point yesterday, that the Marlins are thrilled to be in Wichita because it gets their AAA team closer to so many other teams in the Pacific Coast League. Imagine traveling from New Orleans to Oregon or California or Nevada. Now you're in Wichita. It's still not a short trip, but it's a much shorter trip.
And you're going to have some geographical division opponents, most likely, and play those teams more often.
New Orleans right now is in a division with Louisville, Memphis, and Round Rock.
That's doable.
Most likely, Wichita will be in a division with Oklahoma City, Omaha, and Round Rock. That would be my guess.
Oh, we'll see. Would you take Round Rock out of the...
No, I'm sorry. Oklahoma City, Omaha, and Iowa. That would look to be the division that Wichita would fall into. There are four team divisions in the Pacific Coast League. They're meant to make travel as easy as possible. For instance, Wichita, I'd have to look, but I'm not sure Wichita would make a trip to each other ballpark in 1 year. I need to look at that. I meant to look at that today. For instance, would they go to Reno, and would Reno make the return trip every year for
one
series?
That's a fair question.
Would they go to Sacramento to play a three-game series, that's the only series between the two? I would guess they'd load up with a lot of games against teams in their division.
Yeah, that seems most likely. I'm looking at Oklahoma City's schedule. It's not easy to go through because you got to go through.
No, you got to go through calendars. It's not a list anymore. But we'll get an answer to that question. We don't need to worry about it too much right now. At 5:25, we'll make our Orr Nissan picks of the week. And believe it or not, Jason Duda has jumped to the lead, and a pretty substantial lead after week one in the picks. Justin Whelan from Orr Nissan will be in. And then 5:35, 5:40 or so, we will talk with Brett Michaels from the band Poison. Jack Oliver and own Max Power will conduct that interview with one of the big ones, one of the stars.
Oklahoma City only went to Reno.
That was my guess.
They did not make the return trip. And yes, Brett Michaels is a huge star.
So the travel won't be overbearing. There will be years where the Wichita franchise doesn't travel way out to the west. So it'll be fun. It'll be awesome. Hopefully they'll play a lot of games against Memphis. That's the Cardinals franchise.
Well, they're going to play a lot of games against the teams in Oklahoma City.
In their own division, they'll play a ton of games. But I would think they'd play at least a home and home with another division that's fairly close by. I would imagine the two farthest west divisions would play each other a lot, and the two farthest east divisions would play each other a lot. That makes sense to you?
It does.
Good.
Thanks.
We're efforting to get Branch Rickey on the show to talk about all this.
Wait, what?
That could happen as soon as tomorrow.
Hasn't he been deceased for a long
time? Branch Rickey, the grandson of the Branch Rickey, who is the commissioner of the Pacific Coast League.
That's amazing. I didn't know that.
That's why. See what I mean? That's not why really. I'm here today.
Yeah, I could have figured that out.
Would you have?
Probably not. You think Branch will join us?
I hope so.
All I want to talk to him about is his grandpa, his grandfather.
Well, we'll certainly get his views on that, too. But Branch Rickey is the, as I said, the commissioner of the Pacific Coast League. Up until this year, I understand Arnie Beiler was let go by the Marlins organization. He managed New Orleans this season, of course, former Shocker. So one more year for this franchise in New Orleans, as it looks now, and then a move to Wichita for the 2020 season. Lots of talk about the ballpark, even an artist rendering, which people have been clamoring for. The artist rendering, it doesn't even look like it's feasible to me.
And I mean, what makes you say that?
I'm not saying that it's not feasible. It's just like this really could happen in Wichita, where the river is accentuated. They move the ballpark to the east a little bit. They take out McLean Boulevard and reroute traffic.
That's a hefty project.
They put up all this pedestrian stuff so that they have a big entrance in center field where people can be walking downtown and just walk over to the ballpark, come in the park there instead of where the entrance to Lawrence Dumont has been for years and years.
Well, it's going to be amazing. The rendering, and who knows if that's what it's going to look like. It looks absolutely incredible. I didn't see any parking. Well, there'll be parking. It'll probably be downtown parking.
A lot of parking and a lot of brush, a lot of trees. No homes to the west. So,
that was just a rendering. It's not an accurate.
I understand that, but what about these poor people with homes? Well, what are they thinking?
They'll have to plant a whole lot of trees.
I mean,
it looks like.
I am curious to know what happens to the neighborhood to the west that surrounds Lawrence Dumont Stadium. That's one of the questions I have for the mayor, because that's a residential neighborhood. That's what that is. To
right
the east,
the
of course,
street.
You have you have the river. To the north, you have the Delano District and the church that I presume will be eventually raised. To the south, you have an apartment complex and the Wichita Ice Center and some of that stuff. But what happens on the perimeter of the ballpark, you know? Aren't you curious?
A little, but
I am.
I think there'll be plenty of room. I think you'll be having to park not in a lot, but in places downtown, and there'll be other
lots. What about a garage?
I could see that. I don't think there will be a traditional lot like we have now at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. I don't think there will be enough room, but again, we'll ask. We'll find
out. By the way, I'm told that they will keep the name Lawrence Dumont Stadium. A little surprised by that, but that they will certainly provide sponsorship opportunities for other areas of the park. There will be many other areas of this park. Of course, the field for one, but many other areas where people can congregate, where they can hang out, they can watch the game, they can socialize, they can watch their kids doing activities. The kind of ballpark we've been needing in Wichita for many, many, many years, and it's just exciting to think about.
Can't wait. It's only it's less than 2 years away. We're a year and a half away from all this.
And
it's going to go by quick.
And one of the big questions I have is timeline, because the mayor's talking about starting the demolition of Lawrence Dumont sometime this fall within a 45-day window. That gets you to close to November by the time you start that. So that by that time, you've got 12, 14, 17 months and change to get that done and to get a ballpark built.
Well, right now we're at 18 months, right, or 19 months from the opening. That's the time. That's the timeline right now.
No, the timeline is when they start raising the stadium.
No, the timeline is now. We have 19 months until the start of the 2020 season.
That time, but the 45 days you can toss out because they're not going to start the demolition of Lawrence Dumont until
that
then.
Definitely.
That's just the way it is. I love how you wonder where your headsets are 40 minutes after you arrive.
Well, usually they're just here.
Yeah, well, look for them.
To ask.
Jim is first. Hey, Jim. Jim, you're on.
I answer some of your easy questions. When you talk about the surrounding area and so forth, put in a real river walk that somebody knows where it's at. And when they come back, they said, yeah, I went to a baseball game and went down the river walk and then da-da-da.
Well, I think they certainly want the river to be a big part of this entire design, Jim.
Because that last river walk is a big joke, whatever it is.
That did not work, but there's now other opportunities to make that area more viable, in my opinion.
Okay, the thing that killed it since 1950 is the compressed schedule. When they go out of town for the NBC forever and so forth, people tend to forget who they were.
Those days are over. This team will not have an elongated – thanks for the call, Jim. This team will not have an elongated road trip during the NBC. The NBC World Series, in my understanding and my opinion – will play its first week at an alternate site and its championship week at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. That seems to be how it's going to work. But the days of sending the affiliated team on a 2.5-week road trip, like they did for many years, like they've done for the Wichita Wingnuts, that's not going to happen anymore.
No, nor should it. But will this is this a grass field? I assume
it'll be a sod field. Yes, absolutely.
That's good, but that's still somewhat dangerous when you're playing four games a day for a week on it.
Jim, what? I'm sorry, you had another question?
No, I got another comment.
Go.
Name it something like the Kansans to extend the reach beyond Sedgwick County and the South Central counties and so forth, so that people in all areas of Kansas, there's as many people living outside of the area of South Central Kansas as there are living in it. And so they name it like the Kansans. That's all I need to say. Nothing else. Just the Kansans.
All right. I doubt that will happen because I think Wichita would want its name out there as a AAA city. I don't know of any other place in minor league baseball that does that. Maybe there are some.
The Rocket City Trash Pandas.
Yeah, that's. I'm talking about affiliated minor league. What?
Are you serious? Mobile, Alabama. They're the Rocket City Trash Pandas.
Why?
I don't know why.
I don't foresee that happening here. But we'll have to wait and see.
It shouldn't. It better not. How do you think that? Well, we'll ask the mayor about the naming process. I'm sure he has some ideas.
And you're still pushing for what?
Rockhoppers. Did he mention that?
No.
I told him I'd give him a dollar if he did, but I guess you can't bribe political officers. So.
Do you really think you're that tight with the mayor? That's hilarious to me.
Of course I am.
He has the genuine gift of making everyone feel like they're a part of his inner circle. But privately, let me tell you.
No, privately, nothing. I know that you think...
Privately, you're a nuisance.
I know you think you're his best friend and everything.
I don't think I'm his best friend.
We actually get along, me and the mayor.
I barely know the man. But I do appreciate the hard work he's shown here. By the way, Branch Rickey says perhaps available tomorrow. So we'll have to wait and see on that.
Well, I might do that interview
with
Duda.
Can you and Duda conduct something like that?
Oh, yeah.
I'll be here tomorrow.
Seriously?
Yeah.
To talk to the Pacific Coast League Commissioner?
I can't leave it up to you.
Do you think I can do an interview? I've been doing interviews for 18 years.
I don't
years.
Think I can leave it up to you to interview Branch Rickey.
Why?
I don't know. Just,
I mean, that's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
I just feel like I probably ought to be
you
here
You realize
for that.
I am an adult, right? I mean, that news has registered with you.
I just feel like I probably ought to be here for that.
Well, and you and Duda can do the show then. I'll just go home.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. NFL starts tonight. Atlanta at Philadelphia. Pretty good marquee game, as you would expect on opening night of the NFL. We'll pick this game. But let's talk about it for a little bit right here. Philadelphia, defending champions, without Carson Wentz. Nick Foles didn't have a very good preseason. Do they turn it on tonight and become the Eagles of what we expect, or do they continue to struggle?
Well, Alshon Jeffrey is out as well. The Eagles have some issues. Their defense still looks pretty good, but I don't know if offensively they'll be able to hang with a team like the Falcons, who have a ton of weapons and added one in Calvin Ridley in the draft from Alabama.
By the way, you really got on me for my first pick overall in the draft. Todd Gurley over Le'Veon Bell. How do you feel about that now?
Feels okay, I guess.
Okay?
He's going to have a decent little year, Todd Gurley.
You know Le'Veon Bell. When's he going to play?
He might not play. Who knows?
Exactly. You don't think into account?
Or he might just show up Sunday with his...
It would have been a terrible pick to take Le'Veon Bell that high.
Nobody knew that he wasn't going to be playing.
He hadn't played to that point. I don't think you just turn it on as a running back, and 3 days after you sign, you're ready to go out there and rush for 200 yards.
Well, when you're Le'Veon Bell, you can.
I'm pretty happy with the pick I made. Todd Gurley over Le'Veon Bell.
Not a bad pick.
Let's take a break, Tom. Let's get to the mayor. That's what everybody wants to hear today. They want to hear from Mayor Longwell, who, along with the governor, made a nice presentation this morning. Mayor Longwell already with the Marlins hat. I want to know how that happened. So Mayor Jeff Longwell up next. We'll talk about the Miami Marlins moving their AAA affiliate here to Wichita in 2020. Stay with us. The Drive on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.